This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I didn't know my voice could get so high there. Huh? I was listening to myself going, calm down, Tim. All right, Ed Battagliano, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Tim. I usually try to be as well.
Please do an NPR voice, if you would.
Or golf announcer.
Or theater review or something like that. You know, one of the voices are always so
calm
and mellow. Good morning, J.J. Jasper.
Good morning.
All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Good to be back. I've been out a couple of weeks on a little family vacation. Then we had kindergarten graduation last week, so I finally finished. it took me 57 years, but I'm done with that.
You got that diploma.
Huh? You know,
that
says something for stick-to-ing it.
Yeah, yes.
Tenacity.
It does.
Tenacity, doesn't it, though?
That's
right. Don't ever give up.
Yes.
I always promised my mom when I left home I would finish kindergarten.
Well, you know, the diplomas are, they call them sheepskin, but in this case it was construction paper.
I'm going to give you a fist bump on that
yes.
one. Still don't touch. We don't touch.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, no. I can touch.
All right.
Hey, this morning with John Riley and I, you're talking about the graduation. I said it's summertime, and here's a thought: those weddings, you can call those wedding riots. Or you can call them graduation riots. Don't say graduation ceremony
right.
because all kinds of constrictions and laws will apply.
Yeah.
But if you say we're having a graduation riot, all the laws, all the guidelines
then they'll let you do
are out the window. You'll be applauded.
Yes.
CNN, everybody in the media. Well, then John Riley, I said, too much sarcasm for a Friday morning? He said, probably.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask questions. JJ and Ed got trivia questions. I got three riddles. And then we're going to let you call in and answer and or ask trivia riddle or trivia questions, including Bible trivia questions. So we have one rule here. That is, if you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please don't call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on this program as possible. Okay? So
don't make us put you into Trivia Friday timeout, you know, like Facebook does and Twitter.
Right. Yes, don't push us to that.
Yes.
We don't want to.
We don't.
But we have to we have to have law and order.
Yes, that's right. At least on Trivia Friday, there's got to be law and order.
Got to be some law and order, some parameters. Here's the phone number to reach us on the show today to be on the air. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
You know those disclaimers that you're on all those commercials? Not available in Montana.
Yeah.
Did you want to go ahead in that real fast, low voice say, not available in Chaz, the country of Chaz.
The Chaz.
That's
the new country in downtown Seattle.
Yes.
Yes.
That we got.
Independent. Actually, people think it's liberal, but it's actually pretty conservative, as we were talking about before the show. They have borders.
Walls.
They have walls up. Photo ID is required.
That's
and
right.
People are carrying guns. So
our,
it sounds pretty conservative.
Wait a minute.
Sounds liberals, pretty conservative to me.
Yeah, guns, photo ID, and walls. It didn't take them long to.
Yeah,
the
hypocrisy of liberalism slash progressivism.
It's deafening.
We do have a special question.
Okay.
Did you mention that?
No, I didn't.
So we do have one of the 9 questions slash riddles that we have has been designated prior to the start of the show as a mystery question. We know what it is. You listening do not. If you do happen to strike like lightning and answer it correctly, you will hear this sound.
Beloved cowbell.
What does that mean, JJ?
That means
beloved
you
cowbell.
Win a Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. These are really nice, athletic gray. They have our caricatures on there, and a fun shirt. It would be nice. It would be fun if you're able to win that today. But if you don't win it, you can purchase one at afastore.net. These really are a lot of fun, good conversation starter, and it helps the ministry. afastore.net.
Okay, so and they're $15?
$15.
$15. Today only, 2 for $30.
2 for $30.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, folks, if you want to watch this show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube, at least for the time being, and you can search for Today's Issues. That's the normal name of the show during the rest of the week. Search for Today's Issues and click through, and you can watch these beautiful faces here lay some knowledge on you.
Yeah. And we also, you can engage with some of the other folks who listen.
Yes, that's true.
Today's Issues on Facebook and or YouTube. All right. I think we've covered everything.
I think so.
Except for our questions.
That's right. Shall I start?
Yeah, well, you shall.
Okay. All right. Here are my three questions. The modern expression, rich as Croesus, refers to an actual wealthy person in the ancient world. Was this person a king, a queen, a general, an artist, or a plumber? I threw that last one in there.
I think that's the most multiple choice I've ever heard. I'm glad this is not the ACT. I would get dizzy. How many was that? Four or five?
That was five. I threw plumber in there just for laughs, but didn't score with that one.
These folks had the plumber over. It was an emergency, and he handed the bill, and it was about $300 for 15 minutes work. And the guy said, "I don't make that much money, and I'm a doctor." Plumber said, "I didn't either when I was a doctor."
Little plumber humor, first thing on a Friday. All right, second question. A shrewdness is the name for a group of what kind of animals? A shrewdness is the name for a group of what kind of animals? Tim always does this. If you and your wife or husband, you know what I'm saying, male and female, if you're looking out the back window.
You better clarify that one.
When I started saying it, I said.
Poor American Family Radio endorses something.
That's right.
We didn't intend to.
If you're looking out the back window and you say, "Honey, look, there's a group of," and you call them a shrewdness, what are you referring to? What kind of animals are out there?
Out there, roaming your backyard.
Roaming in the backyard. All right, Ted.
While we're talking about animals, I'm so excited. I need to mention this. I just sold my homing pigeon on eBay for the 22nd time.
I've already laughed once at that joke this week, but it is funny. All right, third question. Killer whales.
I just got it. I mean, I was laughing because it was funny just the way JJ said it, but about 17 seconds later, it hit me. What happened?
Homing pigeon.
Yeah, and I was mid-coffee, too. I'm just glad I didn't spew myself here. You know, if you can do that to yourself.
Spew myself. I think you've invented a new phrase.
All right, third question. Uh-huh. Killer whales are actually dolphins. Is that true or false?
Here's in the dolphin family or not? That's your question.
Yes.
For killer whales.
Right.
Okay.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Who went with Paul on his first missionary journey? Who went with Paul on his first missionary journey?
And you can eliminate Ringo.
Yes.
And here's another hint. He was not a plumber.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Right. Second question. What is a shark's skeleton made of? What is a shark's skeleton made of? Third question, true or false, all odd numbers have the letter E in them. 1, 3, 7, and the letter number 4, it doesn't have E, but every single odd number, period, to infinity, has the letter E in them. Is that true or false?
Wow. What's your shark question again?
What is a shark's skeleton made of?
I don't know what it's made of, but I know where it's made. China. Am I right?
That's a good guess.
Okay.
All right. You had to flip the shark over and look. Yes. And see.
And that's a lot of fun.
All right, crikey, I'm going to flip this shark over, see if it's actually made in China.
What could go wrong?
All right, here are my three questions. They are riddles. Number one, what has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail? I tell you what, if you get this one right, we'll throw in an AFR mug.
Wow.
An AFR travel mug.
I love these. I love these questions from this Revelations.
And what crept out from the abyss?
JJ is rolling. He's on fire over there.
Bronze feet and all the other things you just mentioned.
What has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail? Number two.
Whether I was in the body or not, I do not know. And I saw all that.
He is on fire.
You're borderline making fun of the Bible there. You better stop.
I'm not.
Before we get,
I am laughing at it.
Before we get calls and emails telling us to, anyway. All right, number two. What kind of music do rabbits like?
Oh, that's good.
What kind of music do rabbits like?
Okay.
Do I go ahead and pause there?
While they're eating cereal.
All right, and the third question is, how do dog catchers get paid?
Good riddles.
I did some research for these questions.
They don't get paid more than plumbers.
I don't have a clue at any, not even.
On any of them?
Any of them. I usually have like all right. one.
Let's go, Ed.
All right, let's go. We're going to go first to Georgia and John.
Oh, no. Are we really?
Yes.
On that midnight train?
Absolutely. And we're going so fast, we're beating the devil down there. All right, John, welcome.
To Georgia, I promise.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Trivia Friday, John.
I want to answer.
Okay, you want to answer. What question you want to answer?
I'm going to guess, but the one with Paul's first, who went with Paul?
John, here's the question. Who went with Paul on his first missionary journey?
All right, before I answer that, I want to ask you, if we have church riots, would that be okay, too?
I think so. That's what I would call it. Oh, yeah. No, we're not having a Sunday service where there's only 10 people. People in authority, riot. We're having a church riot. Oh, well, you go right ahead, then. You can just, tens of thousands of you can get in there. We're going to applaud
right.
you. There won't be any negative right. things said. The guidelines are
was
out the window.
Barnabas?
Say again the answer.
Was it Barnabas?
Yeah!
Hey, right off the bat,
right out of the chute. Wow,
John from Warner Robins wins the T-shirt. John, good answer. Barnabas
he accompanied Paul on his first missionary journey. Hey, right out of the chute, John. Way to start us out this morning. You know what that cowbell means?
Yes, I do, sir. I'm gonna tell you. I listen to y'all. Listen, I don't have anything else on my radio except American Family Radio, and God bless American Family Association, American Family Radio. Tim, thank you very much for what you do, brother.
Well, John, appreciate it, my friend. Come see us sometime. You're not too far. You're about five hours away.
Hey, and John, when I when I see Warner Robins, it makes me think about the base there and, your town being a military town, and I'm really thankful for the military men and women there in Warner Robins.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm grateful for where I live. I'm thankful for our base. I'm going to tell you, hoo-wee, what a great place. Employees, about 23,000 folks. We're just blessed.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, and John, we do invite you to come and visit sometime. Now, because of the coronavirus restrictions, we can't actually let you in the building, but come on and just stand outside.
But we can watch
him
on the camera outside and talk through the microphone. Yeah.
We can watch him. Just wave to us. We'll wave right back. So.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's John, you have a question for us?
No, I don't. Okay. I've taken you up enough time, but thank you all very much.
Thank you, brother John.
Stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, and then our call screener will get your name and information, and we'll get the T-shirt to you, okay?
We have a mystery call screener.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you.
All right, I need to tell our call screener, Sherry Black, that we have someone on the line for you to get the information
address,
for a T-shirt.
So they get the T-shirt here.
Yeah, we have a mystery call screener. Sherry's a wonderful list. Sherry's been with AFA.
Yeah, but she wasn't over there.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't see her. She was she'd gone to get coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she came back to her station and asked.
She said, I had to get a pencil. So that is a legitimate excuse.
If you've never had to get a pencil in your life, raise your hand. Okay? Because we all have.
I think you raise your hand if you need to go get a pencil.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or to get the letter?
Let's go sharpen my pencil.
And Mr. Jasper, why didn't you come prepared to class?
Right.
Can I borrow a pencil?
You ever been told to get the lead out?
Yes.
Yeah? That's a pencil-related joke, too.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Ed. Who's next?
All right. We go to Kentucky.
Yes, we do.
And Blake. Blake is on the line. Wait. I got to Sherry's giving it to us. She said, I did raise my hand, and no one paid attention to me.
You mean to leave her station?
Yes.
Sherry, our call screener, yes. She went away. That sounds like a pop song from the 70s, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sherry has gone away from her station. Anyway.
I know there ain't no sunshine when she's gone, that's for sure. Only clouds when she's away from her station.
The tears of a clown, you know, so... We could go on and on.
You guys are embarrassing me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, Blake.
I'm here to hold a professional program.
Yes. Absolutely. We know that.
Okay.
Blake, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Now, see, that is the voice of reason.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you for bringing us.
You're welcome.
Calming us down. Thank you.
Well, it's
for
also the first time this year we've been called gentlemen. So we appreciate that too, Blake.
6 months in?
Yeah, that's 6 months in.
Hey, Blake, answer or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I want to answer yours, JJ, about the shark skeleton.
Here's the question. What is a shark skeleton made of?
I'm going to say cartilage.
Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo!
Cartilage. Like your nose. Your nose is made of cartilage and some other things. Maybe your phalanges and I don't know what all else in your body.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake Mayfield, how far are you from Owensboro?
2.5 hours.
Okay, that's where JJ hails from.
Yeah, you ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
You ever got any of that mutton or burgoo?
I have, but Western Kentucky. A little farther over towards Paducah, we have better barbecue.
Don't say it. Don't start lying on national radio, Blake.
Oh, we got the...
Don't do it, Blake.
Hey, gotta love a challenge, man.
Yeah, that's right.
An intramural squabble. Yeah,
Paducah versus Owensboro barbecue.
Look, competition is a terrible thing among men. My next-door neighbor has a zero-turn mower, and I just got one. He's out there with his little three-year-old son riding him around without the cutter on.
Right.
So I see him, so I get my five-year-old son, Bodie, and I start riding behind him like a little parade. It starts out a parade. It turns into a race. He about took me out on turn number three, and his wife came out there and videoed that and said, boys and their toys. You know, we were out there racing lawnmowers in our neighborhood.
And the wives were saying, well, at least you could have done is mowed the grass while you're
while
out
we
there.
While we were at it, yeah. Hey, Blake, good one on that question. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do, and I forgot to mention, Pocahontas and I would heretofore like to ask a question.
Ah, Blake, thank you for...
He covered all the bases.
Long-time listener.
That's right.
Pocahontas would like to heretofore.
I go way back.
What was it, Pocahontas? Yeah. No, it was Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Blake.
It was Sacagawea.
Pocahontas,
I'm so old,
No, you're getting all your political candidates mixed up. We do that, too.
Yeah.
You said you had a question for us there, Sacagawea?
Yes, I do. It's a baseball question.
Tim's ready.
I was getting ready to say, I'm counting on you, Tim.
All right.
What Hall of Famer he's got the same number of hits at his home ballpark as he does away?
That's interesting. That's
unusual. He's a Hall of Famer. Can you give me a decade he played in?
Well, Tim, I will say this. I will give you a big hint. Me and you both, he played for our favorite baseball team, and I'll leave it at that.
So we got St. Louis Cardinals. So okay, Cardinals Hall of Famer.
One other question. Is he in the Hall of Fame, or he's a future Hall of Famer?
Or was he banned from the Hall of Fame because of gambling?
No. No, he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
he is in the Hall of Fame, so it wouldn't be Albert Pujols, obviously.
How about? Are we going to talk amongst ourselves here, Blake? How about someone like Lou Brock or somebody?
Well, you got Hold on. Blake, ask the question one more time quickly.
Okay. This Hall of Fame Major League Baseball player has the same number of hits at his home ballpark as he does away.
Well, the greatest St. Louis Cardinal of all time was Stan Musial. So I'm going to say,
let's go, Steve.
I'm going to say Stan Musial.
You are absolutely correct.
Way to go, Tim. Way to go.
Thank you. Stan the man.
Stan
Musial.
His
heyday was the 40s, maybe the end of the 50s. But
40s and 50s.
There's a statue out of him out in front of Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Just if it hadn't been torn down, I don't know.
Oh man,
maybe they pulled it down last night. I don't know. Anyway, Blake, thank you, brother.
I hope not.
Me too.
Right.
Me too.
Crazy times we live in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Blake. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, here are mine. The modern expression, rich as Croesus, refers to an actual wealthy person in the ancient world. Was that person a king, a queen, a general, an artist, or a plumber? Right. Second question.
I don't know. We're going to have to limit our questions to under 2 minutes from now on. I think.
That wasn't that long.
I know, I'm kidding. Go.
Just because you've got riddles now. Those are always
riddles.
Super short.
I got 10-second riddles over here. Go ahead.
A shrewdness is the name for a group of what kind of animals? A shrewdness is a name for a group of what kind of animals? Third question.
It's a band, too.
See, that makes these questions longer.
You know, duly noted, Ed.
Killer whales.
I'll zip it. Can you zip it? I'm going to zip it right now. Promise. I'm zipping it.
You promise?
Yep.
Third and final question. Killer whales are actually dolphins. They're in the dolphin family. Is that true or is it false?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? All odd numbers have the letter E in them. Every single odd number on the planet has the letter E in it. Is that true or false? Second question, the Hartsville International Airport is located in which U.S. city? The Hartsfield International Airport is located in which U.S. city? Third question.
I spent a tenth of my life there.
A tenth of your life.
At Hartsfield Airport.
So I know There's your hint right there.
I know
there.
Exactly where it is.
And then third question, which amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Which amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees the right to a speedy trial? A little civics question.
All right.
Okay, feel free, Ed, to interrupt my riddles.
No. I'm not going to interrupt at all.
What has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail?
Here's the deal. I have seen that potato in the bottom of the bag after I left it under the kitchen cabinet for too many weeks. It had eyes and ears and legs and every kind of thing. You got to eat them while they're fresh.
What has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail? What kind of music do rabbits like? And the third riddle is, how do dog catchers, that's D-A-W-G, how do dog catchers get paid? How do they get paid? That's what I want to know.
I'm curious.
Monkeys riding dogs.
I'm curious.
Like it or not, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
At this very moment, a six-block district in Seattle is under the control of a warlord known as Simeon Raz. The Capitol Hill District has been renamed the Autonomous Zone, surrounded by barricades. It's a no-go zone. Police abandoned a nearby precinct house, giving the lawless protesters free rein. Life inside the Autonomous Zone is not all that good. According to some reports, leaders are extorting money from local businesses. Citizens say they're not being allowed into their homes without IDs. One resident told Fox News tents are lining city streets, armed goons walking around with AR-15s. It's complete anarchy. President Trump called on the governor to take action. He said domestic terrorists have taken over the city. It's beyond me why the city's Democrat mayor and the state's Democrat governor allowed this to happen in the first place. In effect, lawless citizens have seceded from the union. And I don't need to tell you what happened the last time somebody did that. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's the theme from one of the greatest television shows.
I Love Lucy.
No, that's Gilligan's Island right there. You missed that one, JJ.
I was waiting for him to start singing and went on a trip.
But Andrew,
who's their little buddy?
Who were the four characters on? Four actors on
you
that
had
show?
The Hoss, actors? You had Hoss, he's, Little Joe.
He wants the actors, though. You want the actors?
I want to know the character and their names. Hey, that's a trivia question.
Save it.
Yes, sir. Save it for next week.
On Bonanza, we want to know the names of the characters, the four main ones.
Right.
And their real names.
Right. That'd be a hard one.
It would be. But Google would have the answer. By the way, JJ, before we get back to our callers, are you getting any opportunities after states are opening up to go speak?
You know, they had to postpone a half dozen, Georgia, Texas, Illinois. I'm so excited. We found out just this week the county, city, whatever, they voted to 75% occupancy in the venues. And in 2 weeks, I'll be in St. Genevieve, Missouri for the Center for Life. It's at the Bloomsdale Knights of Columbus. It's a pregnancy resource center annual banquet, and I am so excited. I'm thrilled. That's going to be on July the 25th.
Wow, excellent. Now, where people want to find out or they want to invite you, you have a website?
Or borrow your zero-turn lawnmower.
Yes, that's right.
JJJasper.com. But I'm not sure about ticket information or, you know, a lot of times table host, you know,
right.
that there's no tickets. You can just come. But contact the Center for Life in St. Genevieve, Missouri, and I'm just thrilled. And please pray for that event because a lot of folks, they depend on that as their annual fundraiser.
Right. Okay, good.
And we're thankful for the pregnancy centers across the country.
Amen for that. They do great work, and I don't want to get into politics, but we're seeing the results of decades of anti-life sentiment being expressed
exactly.
in our nation.
Hey, so. And look, you wonder about the pro-life community in St. Genevieve. Last year they had 350 at the banquet.
Wow.
So they really wanted this not to be a only 10 people can come situation.
Right.
And just this week they said 75% capacity. 2 days before the event, they said they may open it up to 100%.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Wonderful news.
All right, shall we continue?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, believe it or not, our next caller is called Jim, is calling from Seattle, Washington. Now, Jim, are you calling from Seattle proper, or are you calling from the country of Chaz, Washington? Oh, wait. Jim, you there?
Yeah, now I'm here.
Okay. Where?
Yeah, no, I'm not calling from Chaz. I'm not that crazy.
all right, Jim. Well, welcome to the program. I saw Seattle, Washington on there. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, but I just wanted to thank you guys for such a great show. You guys are three of my favorites, and you add Jim Stanley to that, and you guys have a fantastic show. I look forward to every Friday.
Thank you,
Brother Jim.
I can't listen to in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I have to hear it at night, but today I got a chance to call in and got in on the third try.
Wonderful.
How'd you learn about AFR?
You know what? I have your app on my phone, and I listen to it that way.
Gotcha.
Wow, great, great.
All right, where are we?
All right, Jim, so go ahead. Which question do you want to try to answer?
It's a toss-up between JJ's true and false or Tim's riddle, but I think I'm going to go with Tim's riddle.
Okay, which one?
About the what kind of music do rabbits like?
Well, there you go. What kind of music do rabbit like? Do rabbits
hip-hop,
like, Jim?
Yep.
Hip-hop?
Yep.
You got it, brother.
Nice. Hip-hop.
Way to go, Jim.
I missed that one.
I didn't.
That was good, Jim, that you got that one. Hip-hop.
My terrible riddle ability did not fail me. I did not know that
one. Did
that
just come to you, Jim, or did you call a friend, or?
I came to me, and then I have to admit I checked it out just to make
gotcha.
Sure. But I thought it's got to be hip hop.
Hip hop,
Jim. Here's the deal. I had a bunch of rabbits out in my garden listening to hip hop. I took it about as long as I could stand. So I went down there to Wally World, and I got me a bottle of hair remover, and I was able to get rid of every one of them pesky rabbits out in my garden listening to hip hop.
All hours of the night, right?
Yeah. Hair remover.
Oh, I love it.
all right, Jim, fire away, brother. What you got for us?
All right, so going on the whole Andy Griffith thing, Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, each were on successful television shows after the Andy Griffith show. What were at least one of their other famous characters?
All right, you had the detective show with Andy Griffith.
Yeah, Andy Griffith.
Matlock.
Matlock.
And then Don Knotts was on Three's Company.
Three's Company, yeah.
How about that?
Mr. Furley.
Yeah. He of course, he left the Andy Griffith show to go make movies where the character was just like Barney Fife and all of these just the same. The Reluctant Astronaut and
that classic,
Ghost
the Apple
of Mr.
Dumpling
Chicken.
Gang.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Tim Conway?
Yes, he was. Those are the Disney movies, I think.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. And anything with Tim Conway.
What was your favorite part of the Apple Dumpling Gang?
Favorite part?
Your favorite scene.
I haven't seen the Apple Dumpling Gang since
wasn't that one of your college courses? The Apple Dumpling Gang dissection?
No, no, I never went to Mississippi State.
That was
inappropriate.
Wow.
I'm sure you think it was.
I feel a riot coming on.
JJ, we're going to have to go after
him. Yeah.
We're going to have to pummel him.
Adam, what's your favorite? What school do you root for?
He works for Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss. So you could at least give me a little bit of backup here.
Yeah, he doesn't care that you insulted us.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for listening to AFR. And in all seriousness, we're praying for your town. A lot of chaos around the nation, but certainly the spotlight's been on Seattle. So we're praying for you guys.
Thanks much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
Well, we have some great listeners
around.
The best. You know that?
They really are.
All right. We continue.
Well, we have some average listeners, too.
It does average out.
Well, you have to have
mediocre. Some of them are mediocre.
Wait, save this clip for our next sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, some of our listeners are kind of mediocre.
All I'm saying is if you don't have an average listener, you have nothing to really compare to call great.
Yeah, I'm
you sure that's what I'm saying?
Are you sure that's what you were saying?
If everybody's great and everybody gets an award.
I see your point. Then, then
wow, then, everybody gets a
then
trophy.
Then what's the specialness of being a great listener?
All right. And
that's
so,
all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my heart.
Yes.
Do you hear my heart?
Oh, I hear your heart.
Hashtag all listeners matter.
Oh, man. Oh. Okay.
All right, moving right along.
All right. We go to.
Before we get canceled. Before we get canceled from the culture.
Oh, I think American Family Radio
you think
was
we've
canceled.
Already been canceled.
We've been canceled a long time ago.
All right. Go ahead.
We certainly
let me give the phone number again.
We certainly aren't at risk of losing our Hollywood support.
You don't think corporate America is going to not support
us? I don't think so.
All right. Here's the phone number to reach us to be on today's issues on American Family Radio. So that if anybody ever finds out you were on with us, you too will be canceled.
Yes, that's
from your
right.
life. All right, here you go. 888-589-8840. Toll free 888-589-8840 can get you on the air with us here on American Family Radio and answer one of our trivia questions and or ask us one. You can also send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Back to the phone.
Yeah, I want to hear you pronounce the name of this city.
I'm just going to pronounce Louisiana. We go to Louisiana, and Gordon is on the line. Gordon, welcome to Trivia Friday from Nacogdoches.
Thank you very much for having me.
Is it Nacogdoches?
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
It's Nacogdoches.
I got it.
Good New Hampshire boy.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yeah. That seems like a lot of extra letters just to come up with Nacogdoches.
Well, I'm originally from New Orleans, and we have to deal with plenty of other letters like Chapatulas. If I ever asked to spell that, it would be just pretty similar to what we're talking about in Nacogdoches. It doesn't look like anything like it.
Yeah, when you throw a E, A, U, and an X just trying to tell somebody go.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Gordon.
Well, that's because we're LSU people.
That's it. LSU and a lot of French, a lot of French influence.
Cajun influence, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Gordon, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, sir.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer? Which question or riddle?
Well, I could answer the bonanza question, but I think y'all said you wanted to save it. The other one was the airport question.
Okay. Here's the question, Gordon. The Hartsfield International Airport is located in which U.S. city?
I believe it's Atlanta.
Yes, sir. Yes. Atlanta.
It is Atlanta.
And would you say you spent a 30-year life there?
Or a 10th.
Tenth. Tim spent a tenth of his life there.
Yeah, that's the Atlanta Airport, Hartsfield.
Right.
Is the
hub.
Well, it has the most traveled. It's the most traveled through airport in the world.
Really?
Okay, and I'm going to give you a little trivia. So Delta Airline, people are familiar with Delta. You know, you got United, American, Delta's a big one. It actually was a little crop duster service in the Atlanta area, and it grew into an airline, had a couple charter planes, grew into the behemoth airline, and it is home for Delta there.
Oh,
and
okay.
that's the reason they're in Atlanta, and the reason the airport's there. It started with that little crop dusting folks known as Delta Airline.
Wow, I did not know that. All right, hey, Gordon, what's your question for us?
Okay, this has to do with the space shuttle, and they were originally, it actually took air, but there were actually seven. There was a seventh one. What happened to that seventh one, and or can you name the six space shuttles?
No,
six
I can't.
Six space shuttles. You got Challenger.
Well, there's actually seven.
Seven. Yeah.
Well, there's only six that took flight, but there was a seventh one.
Oh, and so name that one.
Yeah. You know, it's going to take – we're not going to be able to do it, but this is a great trivia question.
It really is a great trivia question.
Penta. we got to start somewhere.
Somewhere. Santa Maria.
Yeah.
All right. There was the Enterprise, the Columbia, the Challenger, the Discovery, the Atlantis, and the Endeavor. The very first one – was the Constitution.
Oh, but forgot about that.
But Star Trek fans wanted them to rename it, and they named it the Enterprise.
Oh, so originally was named the Constitution. And so who wanted them to rename it?
Star Trek fans. They're a voting
bloc.
Wow. They're a huge voting bloc.
And they had a little problem on that one. One of the windows wouldn't roll up and seal real well.
Yes.
On the early one, on the very first one.
Right.
So they've come a long way.
And now, when Gordon named all those, I remembered them
all. Yeah, you remember Discovery and seeing all those blast off. Pretty historic, this Dragon, you know, the rocket that took off with the private company. You know, for a lot of first. You know, and we're back in the space business.
Hey, Gordon.
The Enterprise was actually, Oh,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Enterprise was actually a test vehicle.
Really?
It started out as a test, yeah.
Then they went into the rental car business after that.
That's right.
That's it.
Just entrepreneurs.
And, you know, it's a little clumsy for the folks in Houston when they'd say, this is a test. This is a test vehicle, and they'd go... Had this been an actual emergency, that's hard to keep all that going between astronaut and air traffic controller there in Houston.
To just get the right pitch.
The right pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gordon
wonders why he ever called.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Gordon. Take care, my friend.
All right.
All right. From Natchitoches.
Stay light on your feet.
Yep.
All right. Let's repeat our questions and our riddles.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. The modern expression, rich as Croesus, refers to an actual wealthy person in the ancient world. Was that person a king, a queen, a general, or an artist? I'll just drop plumber because everyone knows I was just
making the expression?
Rich as Croesus?
I never heard that.
You never heard that expression?
Never heard that.
None of you have?
I've heard poor as a church mouse.
Huh. Mm. I thought that was pretty famous. All right. Well, nobody
Is that like my dad used to say? I'll be John Brown.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing? Yeah. Just an expression of Richest anger Croesus. Without using...
I can't believe now Adam even hadn't heard it. Now, Adam's kind of like Mr.
Boston, a Boston thing.
All right. Well, I'm sticking with it. Somebody out there knows it.
It's better than saying ugly words.
Yes. Okay.
Huh? Right?
Yes, absolutely. It's always better than saying an ugly word.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, that just shows a limited vocabulary is what my mom used to say.
My mom said the same thing.
Yeah.
What, ugly words?
If you have to cuss, it shows you have a limited vocabulary.
Right.
And then she would call me an ugly name and tell me to go play outside. All right, second question. A shrewdness is the name for a group of what kind of animal?
Mm-hmm.
And third question, killer whales are actually in the dolphin family. Is that true, though, or is it false?
Here's what I've got. First question, which amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Which amendment to the Constitution of the U.S. guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Second question, a new one. What's the common name for the foot ailment, also called verrucus? It's a common foot ailment. The technical name is verrucus. But what do we normally call it?
If you go to the doctor and you find out what you have wrong with your foot, he tells you got verrucus.
Yeah, if he says verrucus, you're going to be scared. If he says, oh, you just got, you go, oh, whew, I thought it was going to be something bad.
Verrucus.
Yeah, verrucus. Then I'll add one more. What is the only nation that borders both Uruguay and Venezuela? What is the only nation that borders both Uruguay and Venezuela there in South America?
Yeah, we had a parakeet one time named Verrucus.
Verrucus.
It was a family bird.
Right.
Verrucus. And Verrucus. Now I know that's where they
Now you know why, because he limped when he wasn't
flying.
He
had flying. A foot problem. That's how he got his name.
That's right.
Huh? All right, here are my three riddles. Number one, what has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail? And if you get that one right, we're going to send you an AFR travel mug.
From the age of 4 to 7, I knew that dude was hiding under my bed.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the closet.
Number two, how do dog catchers get paid? How do dog catchers get paid? And finally, new question. What two keys can't open any door? What two keys can't open any door. Got it?
Got it.
All right, back to the – hey, by the way, this is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we're proud of it. And we also call this
– Learning University.
All right. I go away for 2 weeks, and we get that kind of lackluster.
So J.J. was sliding a note over
to
me.
I was showing him that I think I know the answer.
I can't do two things at once.
I did not call anybody's name individually. I just said we as a collective team did not do a good job right there. So this is learning. This is Trivia Friday. You got me flustered here. Also known as
Learning University.
That's much better. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. How are y'all doing?
Oh, I like that. That's
We're
polite.
Good, James. Doing well. How you doing, brother?
All doing pretty good. I can't complain. Driving this truck and going down that long, lonesome highway.
Are you on? Are you on 22?
I'm on the 55 bridge right this minute.
Oh, I-55.
Yes,
going
sir.
Going to Arkansas.
Gotcha. Oh, well, okay. Pay attention going over that bridge.
That's right. Keep it wall to wall and treetop tall, and keep it between the ditches.
Good buddy.
And the dirty side down.
That's it. That's right.
Got any more trucker cliches?
I think that's about it right there. I should be able to say something about Smokey the Bandit, but I'm about wore out there. Hey, James, ask, answer, or do both?
I believe I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. I feel confident about the killer whales.
All right. James, here is the question. Killer whales are actually in the dolphin family, but is that true or false?
I believe that's true.
That is true. 100%
what?
True. Killer whales
in the dolphin family?
Are actually in the dolphin family. I'm as surprised as you are, and I looked on, I don't know, National Geographic
Why
or whatever.
Why are they called killer whales?
I think just because of their size.
Do you know that, James, where they get that name from?
I don't know, but they're awful smart. I've seen them get seals off of floating ice before by splashing them and making waves, and they fall out in the water, and, of course, you know what happens then.
Yeah. That's that dolphin lineage.
They also take down sharks, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll kill
killer whales.
Great
there's
whites.
There's no match for a killer whale out there.
Right.
In the wild blue.
Now, James, did you know that from watching some of those shows, or did you just guess? Because I'm floored by that. You just think that sweet little dolphin, and then you got the big – are we talking about the orca? Is that
yeah, orca.
We're talking about
– And then they're in the same family?
Yeah.
Now, certainly that's twice removed. I mean, if they all show up at the family reunion, that's going to be a cousin twice removed. They're not, like, close kin.
Well, all I know is the dolphin family. They're not in the whale family.
Yeah. How'd you know that, James?
Just watching those nature shows. I love watching those things.
Right. Well, you and Ed need to hang out. Y'all need to get a pizza, sit on the sofa, and watch some of those. He spends a tenth of his life watching Nat Geo.
And if I'm not watching that, then I'm on YouTube watching Bug Wars, you know, watching a spider fight a scorpion, you know, or something like that. I'm just kidding. I don't. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while I might, but.
Hey, James.
I could quit anytime I wanted.
James, what's your question for us?
All right, back in the day when everybody used to go raccoon hunting with dogs, the only way you could tell direction, unless you had plenty of money and could buy a compass, was by looking at the handle of the Little Dipper. It always points in one direction. What is it?
Well, here's the deal. You can tell two things. One, moss grows on the north side of the tree. That's one. And the Little Dipper is the other one. And then if you got those blue ticks or those tan, and if you get them at the flea market, they got a couple cuts on their ear, and you think that's because they're a good dog, but a lot of them old boys will take their pocket knife and make a little slice in their ear so you think it's a good coon dog. But I digress.
No, you don't. You're kidding.
I kept thinking, how's he gonna get out of this?
Hey, James, you can tell I've been out in the woods with some of those coon hunters, huh?
I can tell you, and raccoon will tear a dog's ears up.
Yeah, they will, and so will a good trader at the flea market.
Yeah.
To get more money.
More,
Let me ask you this, James.
A lot of lies told about dogs and gas mileage.
Yeah. and the fish, the size of the fish that got away.
But raccoons.
Exactly.
A dog doesn't want to get into it with a raccoon, right? I mean, really.
They kind of do. Yeah.
But a raccoon.
One of them good blue tick hounds will.
Blue tick, a walker.
But if a raccoon and a.
Right.
If a full grown raccoon and a full dog, full grown blue tick hound meet.
Well, you got several dogs. You got a pack of dogs.
That's what I'm saying. But one on
one,
the
raccoon comes
down.
He waits on
his buddies to get there, right?
Yeah, they're treeing. They're treeing.
This city boy from Boston is just an observer in this discussion.
I've never been coon hunting, but I've heard it a lot at night when I've been out in the woods camping or something.
Well, my understanding is the Jim Croce song "Bad Bad Leroy Brown" was actually written about a raccoon.
You've heard that, Ed?
Yes, I've heard that. I don't know how true that is.
Well, I think you've been misinformed.
James, these two brothers I worked with, Alfred and Sturman, they were coon hunters, and Alfred said his granddad took him when they were out in the woods and they heard that ball and that chop. He said, "You hear that, son? If that ever gets in your blood, it'll be the longest day of your life."
I don't even understand that.
Yeah, coon hunters are a devoted group of folks.
All right, James.
Hey, what about Big Dipper?
You guys can guess. I think it's south. I think that's where it points.
The Little Dipper?
Yeah,
the handle.
Yeah.
Points south? I don't know.
I'm just guessing. I think it's south. I'm just trying to remember when I would look up at the sky and see it. So that's what I'm going
to
say.
Trying to make your way home.
Yes, that's right after a tough night, tough day working at AFA.
What's the answer, James?
The answer to the handle of the Little Dipper always points east.
Always points east.
That was going to be my second guess.
That's why you got home at sunrise.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It always points east. Okay. Now, does that's
yep. JJ ate his Wheaties this morning.
Oh, yes.
We just need to step away and
watch. He's in rare form.
To watch a genius at work here. Good night. All right. Thank you, James. Take care, my friend.
Ed staggers through the screen door just as the bacon sizzling.
My wife says, "Where have you been?"
Yeah. That's a Conway Twitty song right there, what you guys just shared. I walked through the screen door, and my wife said, "Where have you been?"
Yeah.
I keep thinking the Little Dipper points south, but it's east. I don't know why I can't remember.
I finally circled back around. Here I am.
All right, next call.
All right, we go to North Carolina.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Really? And Rebecca is on the line. Rebecca, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to
you.
Hi,
Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Where's Murfreesboro?
It's a small town, probably about 90 miles from Norfolk, Virginia, where about 2 hours away from the Outer Banks.
You're near the border. Is that the
North Carolina?
Yeah, is that the Fayetteville station?
No, sir. I listen to, it's out of somewhere close to the Raleigh area.
Okay.
I can't even think of what it is, but anyway.
How far away are you from Montreal, Quebec?
You know, that's a good question, Ed. That's relevant.
I'm not good with geography. I don't know.
I'm not either. Hey, I'm not either, Rebecca.
Anyway.
Rebecca, you mentioned...
He was mocking me for asking you the question in the first place. We all know what Ed was doing.
Rebecca,
hey, can you hold on?
You mentioned the Outer Banks. They tell me that the folks on the Outer Banks have a neat little accent, a neat little dialect. Is that true
or false?
In certain parts of North Carolina, the Outer Banks, they do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
Rebecca, can you wait? We're going to take a 5-minute break for news. Can you wait?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Hold on. In Murfreesboro, North Carolina. We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.